Wicker festivals follow several different sacred wheel of the year holidays. Their calendar is like different from the normal calendar. There's more like the hunter-gatherer type of holidays for the seasonal harvest and stuff like that. The four of these festivals and the minor festivals represents the solar festivals of the solstice and the equinox. These remaining four, known as the major festivals, represent the agricultural festivals and the pastoral festivals. The latter four occur on the points of halfway through between the solstice and equinox, and are called the cross quarters. They call the cross corners because they cross the other one. It's just like reading tarot when you got the just say the Celtic cross. How you got the one, and then that's the questioner, and then you got two, which crosses them. All right, the annual cycle known as the Wheel of the Year includes 8 Sabbath solar festivals. In addition, there are lunar observances also. These lunar observances is like the different phases of the moon. Different phases of the moon and how they affect the earth and stuff like that to bring the seasons about. All right. We're going to get into it now. We're about to get into it. We're about to really dig into this and get some knowledge. You know, it's like I read in another book one time that, you know, people perish without knowledge. So this religion here I chose, because I used to be with that religion before, that even said the same thing. But it seemed like it talked something else. So I'm about to get with this now. These centers around the four phases of the moon, new, waning, full, and waning. Waxing, full, and waning. The observances generally occur from about 3 days before until about 3 days after each phase of the moon. So this is the length of time, how long that they last. In many denominations, the moon is associated with symbols of the goddess that represent the feminine aspects of the divinity. And that's where we got Mother God, I guess. You know, I'm just saying that out of my head, but not having no real evidence or proof about where they got that or what. But I'm just saying that people know automatically know when they talk about Mother Nature and this and that. You know, mother is like a nurturing type, got nurturing type of traits to it. You know, it's like caring for, nurturing, raising, bringing up your young. You know, so anyhow, in many denominations, the moon is associated with the symbol of the goddess and represents the feminine aspect of the divinity. The sun often is a symbol of masculine aspect of the divinity, like the Son of God. We have it. I don't have it that way, but anyhow, that's the way they would have it. But it's just another black man opinion upon the way the sons of righteousness ought to be. And the sons of righteousness, they were actually a cult. They were considered to be a cult by the Christians. And they don't realize that's where they got half their scripture from. A chapter here, a verse here, or a paragraph here to make up a whole book. We're not doing that. We're doing everything by proof. We're giving you proof of things so you can know for yourself what reality and what's real and what's fake when it comes around to religion. This is the main reason I wanted to get into this. This is the main reason why I wanted to get into this religion is because they give you proof. Proof, actual proof, so you can do it yourself. You don't have to sit back there and say, I'll have blind faith that somebody, some God is going to drop this out of heaven in my hand. This here has you, give you the knowledge to do stuff yourself. Without hurting nobody else. All right, we're going to get into the last part of this this segment. I guess I would call it a segment. And I'm telling you, this is deep, man. This deep, I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm sitting here thinking about what we're going over right now. And there ain't no better way to break this down to you but for you to have the knowledge to do this mess yourself, to bring stuff to you that you need without having to go ask for a Holy Father, God, and this and that. Please give me this, like you're going to drop it out of heaven. No, you do it yourself. All right, in this episode, episode 3 of Wicca, Wiccans meet in the sacred circle where rituals are held. Rituals usually are a combination of the meditation, invocation, movement, music, and the players, I guess, of the instruments. Wiccan honors the elements of nature, the earth, the air, the fire, the water, and the spirit. And they're associated directly of the north, the east, the south, the west, and the center. It's recommended that the congregants of ceremonies be held outdoors. Requirements of daily observances. There's no real universal standards across the traditions that the Wiccan development is set to personally unique to the rituals or the daily devotions. Including greeting with daily prayers with before the meals and the prayers for the clothing of the day. You know, there ain't no real set laws upon how the Wiccans carry themselves, because you find some that do this and some that do that, but there's no set way. Besides observing the holidays, the Espets and the Sabbaths, and really keeping the Wiccan reed about not harming nobody and the threefold law. Alright. Kind of is a weekly observance. No standard observance really exists. It's just a approximately to provide a weekly study, maybe a little like they would have it with the Christians, would have like a weekly Bible study on a Wednesday or something like that. They pick a day or something where they would have a weekly study, and we got a whole lot of books. We ain't got just one book we call the Bible. We got a whole lot of books. And each of us, that when we reach the priestly, we have our own book of shadows by then. And they're really just our spells, what we normally do, how we did it work, results, and this and that. So, the requirements of occasional observance. The eighth Sabbath, we celebrate in the sacred wheel of the year. Each occurs or near the date identified. All right, now we got the following names. May have variants, but they're the following names. October 31st, Shamhain. December 21st, Yule. February 2nd, Imbolc. March 21, Ostra, or Spring Aquarium. April 30th, Beltane. June 22nd, Litha. August 2nd, Linguistna. September 21 is Malbon, the fall equinox. So here we have it. We have a whole lot of information in this section, and anyone welcome that's interested is welcome to the Silver Chalice, the circle of the Silver Chalice. You'd be in the outer circle, but not in the inner circle until you prove yourself to the second year. All right, holy days, Wiccans tradition do not have any prescriptions of the associations with any days or the prescription of observances usually connected with Shehane. That's the work days usually. Shehane is when a lot of witches go ahead and do their spells that they've been waiting so long to do and this and that. But otherwise, there's no other work days that you must work on. You can work on really according to the moon, according to colors, different correspondences, and this and that. Alright, I'm Onyx, and until we meet again, blessed be. I was your host on this episode 3 of Wicca, and we hope to meet again. Alright, this is the third episode of Wicca. It's about Wiccan festivals, sacred holidays. Sacred holidays just begins an introduction to the Wiccan practices. Hi, I'm Onyx Shabazz. I'm your host for this third episode of Wicca. I'll begin by introducing Wicca and their practices, the requirements with the daily observance and the weekly observance, and the required observances for any other thing about it. But anyhow, Wiccan, this episode of Wicca is the Wiccan festival, which followed the seasonal sacred wheel of the year. Four of these festivals are minor festivals, represents the solar festivals and the equinoxes, and the remaining four, known as the major festivals, represents agriculture, rural, and pastoral festivals. The latter festivals occur on points here, the way between the solstice and the equinox, and are called the cross quarters. The annual cycles, known as the wheel of the year, include 8 Sabbath solar festivals, and in addition, there are lunar observances called the Esperance. These are centered around the 4 phases of the moon: new, waxing, full, and waning. The observances generally observe from about 3 days before until about 3 days after or later on through the phase of the moon. But in many denominations, the moon is associated with the symbol of the goddess and represents the feminine aspects of divinity. The sun is often a symbol of masculine, and is also associated with the divinity, the male aspect of the divinity. Required weekly observances or no observances are standard exists. It is a study time, a time a week to just put aside everything else and just study. Study about Wicca, about religion, and so you know stuff, alright? Which is related to nature, maybe spirituality, such things as meditation. Just going out and observing nature, just seeing, breathing the air, the fresh air out there, inhaling it, and just smelling a tree, or just smelling vegetation, and noticing different things out there. The required observances of occasional observances is 8 Sabbaths. They are celebrated in the sacred wheel of the year. The wheel of the year. Each occurs on or near the date identified. You got the October 31st, Samhain. You got December 21st, Yule. You got February 2nd, Imbolc. You got March 21st, Ulster, the Spring Aquatic. You got April 30th, you got Beltane. You got June 22nd, you got Liffa. August 2nd, you got Lugnutskaya. And then September 21st, you got Melbourne. It's the fall equinox. Alright, so let us meditate upon, we can't say upon the word of such, meditate upon knowledge and nature and our place that belongs within our sector of nature. In the holy days, we can transition, not have work. The only day really to observe for work, and I'm talking about working your spells, is really Shemhain. Halloween, that's what the world calls. But Shemhain. And, that's when we really work something. What I do, I just leave out a plate, being that it has to do with the dead. I just leave out a plate for dead animals or dead people that I know that died. And not saying that the plate is going to get eaten, you're going to come back out and see it empty, but it's just like a representation of feeding the dead, because they're in the underworld. The underworld is where we go and have to do our rites and come back with high priests. So this is what I learned within 3 years of my, and I don't even consider myself, I don't go by no priest, high priest, or nothing like that. I just take it as a day, another day of life. You know, the day we live. You know, this is the way to me, the way of life. You know? So, but anyhow, that's what they said. They said, you gotta start teaching. You gotta start telling people that this is not as bad as it seems to be, or what? No, it ain't. I retouched on that earlier. But anyhow, I'm gonna add this to my recordings and see that